Wisconsin Democrats are proposing a bill that would prevent anyone who falsely affirms a presidential victory in the state from serving as an election official. It's Thursday, March 21st, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, there's a growing and unmet demand for immigration attorneys in Wisconsin and across the country. Sarah Lear will have more on the situation. And the Superior City Council is going to be working with comedian and influencer Charlie Behrens to try and attract tourists. Stay with us.
You know you can count on WPR for news that's important, music that makes your day better, and conversations that make you think. We hope you'll make a financial contribution to support the radio service you rely on. And in fact, we count on it. The single largest portion of our budget comes from listener support. If you're not a member yet, make a gift of any amount today at WPR.org. Thank you.
Republicans who served as false electors for President Donald Trump in 2020 would be barred from administering elections in Wisconsin under a plan introduced by Democratic lawmakers. Anya Van Wagtendonk has more.
The proposal would prevent anyone who falsely affirms a presidential victory in the state from serving as an election official. That happened in 2020 when 10 Republicans signed paperwork for Trump, even though he lost Wisconsin. Representative Kalen Haywood co-authored the bill. He said the false electors scheme was stopped in 2020.
But nothing says it won't happen in 2024, 2028, or 2032, or any years to come.
The bill would specifically affect Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Bob Spindell. He was one of the false electors in 2020. That group has since settled a lawsuit about their actions, and they affirmed Biden's victory in the state. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A Milwaukee County jury found a former election official guilty of election fraud involving absentee ballots yesterday. Kimberly Zapata is the former deputy director of Milwaukee's Election Commission. She admitted to requesting military absentee ballots under fake names and sending them to Republican State Representative Janelle Branchon in 2022. After deliberating for around 5 hours, the jury found her guilty of a felony charge of misconduct in public office. She was also convicted of 3 misdemeanor charges of election fraud involving absentee ballots. Milwaukee County Judge Corey Ashley read that decision in court.
If this is your verdict, say yes. If it is not, say no.
Yes.
Zapata is facing up to 5 years in prison and fines of up to $13,000 for all charges. She'll be back in court on May 2nd for sentencing. Her defense attorney had no comment for reporters after leaving the courtroom. A network of primary and specialty care clinics is preparing to close in western Wisconsin next month, but as Hope Kerwin reports, one clinic in Ladysmith will soon be able to keep their doors open.
The clinic in Ladysmith is one of 15 Prevea Health locations that are set to close in April. Earlier this month, the Rust County Board of Supervisors voted to buy the clinic. The board is now working to finalize a lease agreement with Oakleaf Clinics to operate it. County Board Chair John Caleb says he realized the county needed to keep the clinic open while eating at a local restaurant soon after the closure was announced.
All I heard for a conversation was the people worried about losing their medical and what they were going to do. And I'm talking young families to elderly people.
Caleb says keeping the clinic open will preserve jobs for around 30 people, and it maintains health care options for the community, with only one other provider located in the county. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Leaders in Superior have approved a $120,000 contract with comedian and social media influencer Charlie Behrens. The Superior City Council greenlit the deal Tuesday night as part of efforts to draw in tourists. Behrens has drawn millions of followers on social media for his creations like Manitowoc Minute. The Wisconsin comedian is known for his irreverent tone and Midwestern accent. Under the contract, Behrens would produce videos endorsing the city that will be posted on his social media accounts. Superior City Council member Garner Moffitt said he felt the investment was too high.
I think we have to recognize that a lot of those aren't within our target audience. Like, they're not within a drivable distance or people that are going to be thinking about making a stop in Superior.
A Other city council members say it's an experiment that could prove valuable. The contract with Barron's would span 90 days and is set to begin in June. Coming up, the vast majority of people in Wisconsin with pending cases in immigration court don't have any form of legal representation. Sarah Lear will have the details. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
And finally, more than 20,000 people living in Wisconsin have cases pending in immigration court that could result in deportation. But the vast majority of those people won't be represented by a lawyer. As Sarah Lear reports, there's a growing and unmet demand for immigration attorneys in Wisconsin and across the country.
On a recent spring afternoon, more than 30 people file into the basement of a church in Madison. Some carry babies in strollers and slings. They settle into plastic chairs as attorney Aisa Olivares of the Community Immigration Law Center cues up a slideshow.
La gente que tiene deportación anterior también no son elegibles por el asilo.
The people in the crowd are new arrivals to the U.S. Some are seeking asylum. That means they need to prove they left their home countries because they fear persecution for characteristics like their race or their politics. They typically have a year to turn in government paperwork. The form must be completed in English. And the process often involves recounting trauma, like imprisonment, sexual assault, or torture. They need help. But with only three attorneys on staff, the center doesn't have the resources to give one-on-one legal advice to everyone. Paralegal Diana Benitez says the nonprofit has no choice but to turn many people away.
It's desperate. It's just the level of desperation people have when they come to speak with you is just really, it's palpable. It's just, you can see it on your face.
In 2019, there were more than 1 million pending U.S. immigration cases. Today, that backlog has surpassed 3 million. Sue Long directs the Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse, which analyzed the federal data. She says insufficient court funding is partly to blame.
They haven't had the budget to increase the number of immigration judges and support staff that are needed to hold hearings and make decisions, compared to increasing the budget, for example, for the Border Patrol.
And when immigrants end up in court, data also shows they're less likely to have lawyers. 5 years ago, immigrants nationwide had legal representation in 65% of pending deportation cases. Now, only 30% do. In the U.S., criminal defendants have a right to an attorney, but that right does not apply to immigration cases. Annie Chen is with the Vera Institute of Justice, a left-leaning think tank. She says the system has created an imbalance.
The government is always represented by a trained attorney, but the immigrant is often in immigration court alone.
When immigrants have attorneys, studies show they're more likely to be released on bond if they're detained. They're also less likely to be deported. Barb Grimm oversees refugee and immigration legal services for Catholic Charities in Milwaukee. It's one of a handful of organizations in Wisconsin that handles immigration cases on a free or pro bono basis. Grimm says her clients can't afford to pay thousands of dollars for complicated and lengthy cases.
People who are applying for asylum have left everything. They come up with nothing. They have no access to money. They have no access to, they didn't come with their bank account.
But even when people can afford to pay, Grimm says private immigration attorneys can be in short supply. Border Patrol encounters with migrants at the southern border reached a record high last year. And Milwaukee immigration attorney Teddy Chadwick says demand for his services has risen exponentially.
I have court hearings that are scheduled out till 2028 and 2029.
Faced with a backlog, Chadwick says there's often nothing immigrants or asylum seekers can do to make their cases go faster. And he says those cases can be all but impossible to navigate without an attorney. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Important stuff. Our thanks to WPR's Sarah Lear for that story. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer putting the show together behind the scenes today was Mallory Chang. As always, we'll be in that podcast feed again tomorrow morning, so just hit subscribe. That's all you got to do, and we'll show up there automatically for you. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.